Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Today is Monday, December 2nd. What to know today about more wild weather in the U.S. as people travel home, President Trump's surprise visit to Afghanistan, and Cyber Monday. Plus, why the popular app TikTok is under review, Amazon's Alexa gets emotional, and a record-breaking holiday box office. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. A deadly storm that moved across the country over the Thanksgiving holiday is now hitting the Northeast. AccuWeather reports it could bring more than a foot of snow to parts of Philadelphia, New York, and New England early this week. The AP says hundreds of flights were already canceled and thousands more delayed just yesterday as people look to travel back from their holiday break. CNN says it's also blamed for a 25-car pileup in Maryland and a plane slipping off the runway in upstate New York. And this is the same storm that caused a lot of travel headaches in other parts of the country just last week, dumping rain or heavy snow from California to the Midwest. Even though that storm has moved east, the West is not getting a break just yet. A new storm is bringing rain and several feet of heavy snow to parts of California and Nevada once again. Some sad news from over the weekend out of New Orleans. CBS News reports at least 10 people were shot on the edge of the city's famed French Quarter. At least 2 people are in critical condition. It happened early in the morning, but a lot of people were in the area at the time after an annual college football game that brings a huge crowd. In fact, police were right there when it happened, but they say it was so crowded they couldn't find the shooter or figure out where the bullets were coming from. At this point, reports say police detained one person, but it's not clear yet if that person was actually involved. And there's no word at this point of a possible motive. But police in London, England, are calling an attack there a terrorist attack. A man stabbed several people on the London Bridge Friday, killing 2 and wounding 3 others. Some people reportedly helped distract and detain the suspect before British police killed him. ABC News reports that same man has planned a terror attack before. He spent several years in prison on terrorism-related charges and was just released last year. Well, back in the U.S., it's a pivotal week for the impeachment inquiry with a vote set for tomorrow, a hearing Wednesday, and a Friday deadline for President Trump. First up, members of the House Intelligence Committee are going to spend today reviewing their impeachment report. It looks at President Trump's efforts to pressure Ukraine to investigate some of his political rivals for personal gain, which Trump denies. The panel will get 24 hours to look it over. Then the AP says they're expected to approve the findings tomorrow in a party line vote. From there, an impeachment hearing will happen Wednesday. Remember, the House Judiciary Committee takes over and invited President Trump and his lawyers to take part in this one. But Trump turned down the offer, at least for now. Trump and his team said last night they will not participate because it's still not a fair process and therefore a waste of time, though they aren't ruling out future participation. Democrats say they have until Friday to decide, and they argue an innocent person would not be afraid. Lots more to come this week. Speaking of President Trump, he made a surprise visit to Afghanistan on Thanksgiving Day. The surprise part was for security reasons. Trump helped serve the turkey, delivered a speech, and met with the Afghan president. He also made a big announcement. He says peace talks between the U.S. and the Taliban are back on once again. Remember, Afghanistan is the site of America's longest war. Trump has said he wants the war to be over and troops to be able to come home, but he needs the cooperation of the Taliban first. The Taliban is a militant group that has protected al-Qaeda extremists, so this is all pretty controversial. And the last peace talks with the U.S. and Taliban were called off just a few months ago. Also of note from President Trump, he signed the 2 bills Congress passed that support pro-democracy demonstrators in Hong Kong. One bill makes it illegal for the U.S. to sell certain riot gear to Hong Kong authorities. Those have been used in violent clashes with protesters. Another allows the U.S. to put sanctions on Chinese or Hong Kong officials who are behind human rights abuses. Protesters are thrilled. The Washington Post reports many have been praising the president and Congress and even waving the American flag in the streets. China, though, is not happy. Remember, Hong Kong is part of China, but it's supposed to have its own government and justice system. Protesters are worried mainland China is getting too much control. Now the Chinese government says the lawmakers who drafted the bills may never be allowed in the country. TBD if the newly signed bills might also impact a U.S.-China trade deal. It's one of the world's most downloaded and popular apps, but now the social media app TikTok is under review in the U.S. The reason? Its ties to China. TikTok's parent company is the China-based ByteDance, and there are concerns that the Chinese government could have access to Americans' user data through TikTok. There are also worries about political censorship. So TikTok is working to reassure U.S. officials that the data held by TikTok, which is especially popular with U.S. teenagers, is stored securely in the U.S., meaning Chinese authorities would not get their hands on it. However this shakes out, it could have a big impact on other foreign apps and companies and how they work with the U.S., so stay tuned. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor today, HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh gives you easy seasonal recipes and pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door. Before you know it, you have a unique home-cooked meal without the last-minute trips to the grocery store or frantic hunt for a new recipe. With HelloFresh, it doesn't matter how comfortable you feel in the kitchen. Pros can appreciate the more than 20 chef-curated recipes each week, and beginners love the step-by-step recipes with everything you need in just one box. No matter your skill level, you'll be making delicious dinners in about 30 minutes. A couple of our favorite meals at home recently include crispy Parmesan chicken with garlic herb couscous and lemony roasted carrots, as well as the Juicy Lucy burger with tomato onion jam. It's always so nice when my husband and I can sit down for a great home-cooked meal without needing a lot of time during the busy week. Plus, you can easily change delivery days or skip a week whenever you need. And right now, you can get 9 free meals with HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy9. That's HelloFresh.com/newsworthy and then the number 9 to get 9 free meals with HelloFresh. HelloFresh.com/newsworthy9. Now, back to the news. There's a new statue of civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks in downtown Montgomery. The AP says it was just unveiled in Alabama's capital city yesterday, exactly 64 years after her historic refusal to give up her seat on a public bus. Of course, Parks was arrested in 1955 when she would not move to the back of the bus for a white man. Her arrest was a pivotal moment in the civil rights movement. Parks died in 2005 at the age of 92, but many other civil rights activists were there for the statue's unveiling. It's being called the world's first technology to target drivers using their cell phones illegally, and it's now being used in parts of Australia. CNN reports the tech uses cameras and artificial intelligence to catch people texting, taking pictures, or scrolling through their phones while driving, and then it notifies authorities. And it will send drivers a warning or a ticket. The Guardian says officials hope the tech helps cut the number of deaths on their roads by a third over the next 2 years. And if it works, you could see the new tech in other places. Alexa is about to get emotional. The Verge says Amazon is now allowing developers to build in 2 different types of emotion into the voice assistant's answers. So Alexa will be able to sound disappointed or excited. For example, Alexa will have an excited or happy tone that could be used during games, like when you answer a trivia question correctly, or a disappointed, empathetic tone that could work when you ask for a sports score and your team lost. There's apparently a high, medium, or low degree for both emotions. No word on when the feature will actually be ready to use, but you can listen to samples of the different voices online. And the top dog is Thor the Bulldog. He won Best in Show at the annual National Dog Show on Thanksgiving Day. NBC News says the 2-year-old 60-pound dog got the top award, and he was up against more than 2,000 other dogs in the competition. Also, a new dog breed was just introduced at this year's dog show. It's called an Ozawok. It's part of the hound family. CNN says it's the only breed that is taller than it is long, aka it has really long legs and a shorter body. Frozen 2 had a record-breaking Thanksgiving at the box office. The Hollywood Reporter says the sequel brought in a record $123.7 million during the 5-day holiday weekend, beating previous record holder Hunger Games: Catching Fire. Frozen 2 was also the biggest Thanksgiving showing ever for a Disney animated film, taking the crown from the first Frozen movie. Also from Hollywood, the script of the new Star Wars movie, Rise of the Skywalker, ended up on eBay. Entertainment Weekly says one of the actors in the film accidentally left the script under his bed when he was moving apartments. Someone found it and tried to sell it. And get this, it was reportedly on sale for just $85. Director J.J. Abrams later said a Disney employee caught it and bought it before anyone else could, so the movie won't be ruined. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. And of course, today we're talking about Cyber Monday predictions and how Americans have spent their money so far this holiday season. Adobe analysts expect this year's Cyber Monday to be the largest and fastest growing online shopping day of the year, bringing in more than $9 billion in sales, a nearly 20% increase from just last year. And already last year's Cyber Monday set the record as the biggest one-day online shopping day in the U.S. ever. But beware, Cyber Monday deals and steals can change throughout the day as stores change prices based on how customers are shopping in real time, unlike Black Friday sales, which are set months in advance. And speaking of Black Friday, it was the biggest Black Friday yet when it comes to online sales. More people are also just using their smartphones. CNN reports it was the biggest day ever for U.S. mobile sales. All right, thank you so much for listening. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories we talked about today in your podcast app or on thenewsworthy.com/shownotes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.